All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. And first, I'd like to thank you all and welcome you to, for coming to our meeting, our September 23rd meeting this evening. We have a fairly short agenda, but there are a couple items that may take a little bit of time, but we'll try to get you out of here in a reasonable hour. And if you would now stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then please remain standing for the invocation. Dr. Donald Runyon Jr. from Mount Vernon Baptist Church will give the invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we pray. Father and God, we gather tonight to give thanks and to ask your blessing upon this body and upon this county. We come tonight with mixed feelings and mixed experiences. We are struck by the beauty of this day and the beauty of a fallen Henrico County and all that attends it, and for the blessings of life that crowd in around us and that come through the busiest of days loud and clear. But we also stand in the midst of economic turmoil and national, state, and local concerns, and we recognize our need for your guidance and your direction as perhaps never before. We pray, Lord, tonight your blessing upon those who lead us at every level. We pray, Father, that this county may continue to experience wisdom and directions as we navigate through these days. May the decisions made here tonight and on subsequent occasions be a blessing to our citizens. May it serve the purpose of making this county as it has been, a beautiful place to live, to rear families, to help be a part of building a great nation. We ask your blessing upon each person that is here tonight, the business of this evening, for we pray in humility and in recognition of our need for your presence in all that we do. Amen.
All right, Mr. Manager, I think the next item is we have some minutes for approval this evening.
It is, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. It is a request for consideration of approval of both regular and special meeting minutes for September the 9th. These have been processed and sent to you for consideration. A motion would be in order.
I read them over, and I'd like to thank Mr. Lawrence. Did a particularly good job. Move approval of the minutes for September 9th, regular and special meeting.
Second.
All right, a motion by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Thornton to approve the minutes as written. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And they are approved. Mr. Manager, you have comments this evening.
I have one comment, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Chief Stanley, if you would bring this group together forward to the podium, if you would, please. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the ladies and gentlemen of the audience, the Henrico Police Explorer Post 608 was one of many law enforcement explorer posts in Virginia, Tennessee, and South Carolina to converge on Goose Creek, South Carolina during the month of July to compete at the South Carolina State Explorers Conference. Henrico's Explorer Post 608 won first place in two different skill events. The explorers Khalid Fields and Ariel Ruffin placed first in the arrest warrant competition. Additionally, explorers Khalid Fields, Gabe Stewart, and Elijah Bain placed first in the drug search warrant competition. Also, during the week of July 21st through the 26th, the Henrico Police Explorer Post traveled to Fort Collins, Colorado for the biannual National Exploring conference and competition. The explorers Ariel Ruffin, Khalid Fields, Gabe Stewart, Stephen Beasley, and Zach Brooks competed with over 3,000 other explorers from across the United States in various law enforcement-related subjects and earned a second-place trophy in the Shoot, Don't Shoot competition. Law Enforcement Exploring is a program of learning for life, subsidiary of Boy Scouts of America for Young Adults. Its purpose is to offer a balanced program of career opportunities, leadership experience, life skills, service learning, and character education to our American youth. Law Enforcement Exploring provides opportunities for young adults to explore law enforcement careers, the criminal justice system, and to promote character development and citizenship among our youth. The International Association of Chiefs of Police and the National Sheriff's Association support and promote the organization of Law Enforcement Explorer Post. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, while explorers have been with us on many occasions through the years, we'd like to bring recognition to them. This is a special recognition for their efforts during July, and they, as many people in this county, only add to the reputation of Henrico County. Chief Stanley, to you, to those with you, and to our explorers, I'll offer you a round of congratulations, sir.
Tonight we do have some of our explorer advisors and assistants with us tonight. And first is Sergeant Finn Ragland, Sergeant Bill Scott, Officer James Buck, and Officer Aaron Thompson, and Officer Michelle Harper. And one officer could not be with us, and that was Aaron Thompson, because he is serving a tour now in Iraq. We do have explorers here. We have Lieutenant Steve Beasley and Sergeant Gabe Stewart and Elijah Bain. We're very proud of these young folks because they have added a lot here in our county. They also become police officers and communications officers in the future. And so this is a training ground that we are very proud of. We're also very proud that all of these conferences that the explorers attend, they actually raise the monies and the funds that they need to go to these events. And they do that by performing services at the Richmond Raceway, picking up trash and doing things like that. A lot of hard work. But they excel, and we're very proud of them. And thank you for recognizing them tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have no other comments this evening.
Mr. Manager, you might want to comment about the ceremony that was held just before this on the NACO awards. I think that some of our citizens may not have read about this. But
I would be more than happy to, sir. Prior to our work session, Henrico County had a reception for the award recipients of the various departments of Henrico County who have received the National Association of Counties recognition through special achievement awards for this year. We participate in this program each and every year. For the last 3 years, Henrico County has led every county in the state of Virginia in these awards. This year, I was proud to indicate that they received 18 awards. Again, first in the Commonwealth in reference to the number of awards, 6 of those from our school board, 12 of those within our general government departments. I always like to say and remind everyone in that group that Chesterfield came in second with 10, and quite frankly, Fairfax County, the largest county in Virginia, had 5 awards. I'm very, very proud of these individuals and the programs. They come forward each and every year with new, innovative programs that make a difference in the lives and the quality of life of the citizens of Henrico County and the services we provide. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I thank you for having the opportunity to comment on these efforts. As I say, they were various, and they do make a difference each and every day.
Well, I think we ought to say congratulations to our department heads and to the school district for these 18 fine awards. It's a great honor and upholds the idea we had that Henrico is a great county, and this speaks for itself. So congratulations. All right. Board of Supervisors, any board members have comments this evening?
Yes, I have a comment. There's a scout troop here this evening, Troop 776, sponsored by the Columbian Center on Pump Road, and they have a parent representative of the troop, Tim Chase, with them, and I was hoping each one of the young men could stand up, give us their name, and tell us what badge you're working on. You want to do that? Okay.
I'm Ward Prescott, and I'm working on the Citizenship and the Community Merit Badge.
Very good. And thank you very much.
We got Scout Master there, too?
Yes, Tim Chase.
Tim Chase? Tim, thank you for being here, too. Okay, any other board members?
Yeah, Mr. Manager, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just take a moment and compliment the Division of Recreation and Parks for the great job that they do. I was over at our Jewel at Dory Park this past Sunday watching my grandson play fall ball, and I was just amazed at how well those grounds were, and I know it was probably 2,000-plus people there for soccer, the Equestrian Center, and men's softball and the Little League. It was just great to see that facility so well utilized, and the coordination with Parks and Rec and the way that they handle those facilities and keep them up. I was really proud to be there, and I just thank them for the great job that they do for our county.
All right, I think that's right. All right, any other comments, board members? If not, I'd like to recognize the news media here with us this evening. Ellie Martin from Richmond Times-Dispatch. Ellie's down there. And Dan Grudovich with Channel 8. Dan, thank you. All right, then let's move on into the presentations, Mr. Manager.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have five presentations this evening. The first is a proclamation for Paralegals Week, which will be October the 5th through the 11th, 2008. Presenting the proclamation will be the Honorable Patricia S. O'Bannon, Vice Chairman of the Board of Supervisors representing the Tuckahoe District. And I will ask two individuals to come to the podium to meet with her, Edward G. Gary Soles, who is a paralegal for a county attorney's office, and he will be joined by Pamela J. Oti, who is also a paralegal for the county attorney's office.
Don't hesitate to say that if it weren't for paralegals, I'm not sure the attorneys could get much done.
I'll agree with that, Ms. O'Bannon.
Paralegals Week is October 5th through 11th, 2008. Whereas the paralegal is a trained professional who is dedicated to providing high-quality assistance to attorneys, the courts, and the public in the private and public sectors, and whereas paralegal work is an important part of the legal profession, and whereas paralegals perform a wide variety of tasks, including preparation of briefs and memoranda, document production and organization, factual and legal research, assistance with depositions, interrogatories and answers, and assistance at trials and hearings, and whereas the Local Government Paralegal Association of Virginia Incorporated, which is dedicated to promoting and continuing education and professional development of paralegals throughout the Commonwealth who work in the area of municipal law, has an active presence in Henrico County, and whereas the Richmond Paralegal Association also offers professional and educational support to paralegals. And whereas the Henrico County Attorney's Office employs three paralegals who are valued for their skill, expertise, and knowledge, and who are members of both LGPA and RPA, as well as the Virginia Alliance of Paralegal Associations. And whereas Governor Timothy M. Kaine has officially recognized October 5th through 11th, 2008, as Paralegals Week in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and has called this observance to the attention of all Virginia citizens. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 5th through 11th, 2008, as Paralegals Week, and calls this observance to the attention of all Henrico citizens. And this proclamation is signed by David A. Cackley, our chairman, and attested to by Barry Lawrence, clerk, to the Board of Supervisors.
Mr. County Manager, Chairman of the Board, Board members, good evening. The paralegals in the Office of the County Attorney's Office would like to thank you and accept this proclamation on behalf of the Local Government Paralegal Association, the Richmond Paralegal Association, and the Virginia Alliance Paralegal Association, and in memory of Margaret Lewis, who was a founding member of the LGPA and the RPA. Unfortunately, our newest member to the County Attorney's Office is unable to be with us tonight due to an illness, but she puts forth her gratitude as well. Again, thank you for your recognition of the contribution that the paralegals contribute to the Office of the County Attorney.
Mr. Chairman and members of the Board, our second proclamation this evening is for Customer Service Week, which would be October the 6th through the 10th, 2008. I'm going to ask Mr. George Cobble, Director of our Human Resources Department, to come forward. Presentation will be made by the Honorable Frank J. Thornton, Fairfield District.
When we think of this great country of ours, the many businesses and entities, one of the enduring qualities that it has is that it depends on the service that it gives to the one individual who really is a personification of that business, and that is the customer. So it's my honor then to read this proclamation called Customer Service Week, October the 6th to the 10th of the year 2008. Whereas customer service is an ever-changing process that is a critical part of the success of any organization, especially a local government, and whereas the County of Henrico is continually attempting to ensure that customer service remains an integral part of our employees' daily lives. And whereas the county's customer service initiatives focus on communication, education, training, and recognition. And whereas the county continues to be recognized locally, nationally, and internationally for the quality of service it provides to all its customers. And whereas each county employee and county agency needs to continue to promote excellence in customer service. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes the week of October the 6th to the 10th of the year 2008 as Customer Service Week, and salutes and thanks each and every county employee for the quality of service so willingly given to both the internal and external customers of the county. This is by Chairman David A. Cackley and Clerk Barry R. Lawrence. Mr. Cobble, my...
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, over the years, customer service has become a culture in and of itself in Henrico County. We've had many programs over the years that have sponsored and pushed customer service, but quite frankly, I believe every county employee takes their jobs very, very seriously when it comes to offering service to our citizens. I believe that we are second to none in this state and in this country, and I'm pleased to be a part of this proclamation. And on behalf of all of our employees and departments, we accept it and recognize the second week of October as Customer Service Week. Thank you.
Thank you. Our third proclamation for this evening will be Energy Conservation Awareness Week, which would be October the 12th through the 18th. Proclamation will be presented by the Honorable David A. Cackley, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors and representing the 3-Job District. I will ask Jerry L. Walker, the Energy Manager of the Department of General Services, to come forward. He will be joined by Mr. Paul Proto, the Director of General Services.
These gentlemen this afternoon were amongst a group of people that received these National Association of Counties Achievement Awards, and the two of them, along with their staff, received an award for annual energy fairs and changing the energy and environmental culture of our county. And so this is a real timely event here that we can proclaim Energy Conservation Week for October, and we're real proud of you for that. Thank you. I'd like to read the proclamation and then present you a copy. Energy Conservation Awareness Week is October 12th through the 18th, 2008. Whereas energy efficiency is important to the County of Henrico to avoid wasteful energy expenditures and to help protect the environment, and whereas sustainable energy management reduces greenhouse gases and air pollution, and whereas the county's Board of Supervisors and all county staff are committed to making energy resources available and affordable to our citizens, and whereas by providing annual energy symposiums throughout the community and conducting regular facilities energy audits, the county is committed to positively changing our energy culture, and whereas the county is proud to do its part in our nationwide and statewide efforts to promote energy efficiency and environmental stewardship, including sustainable energy strategies for leadership in energy and environmental design, LEED certificates, and whereas all county staff and Henrico citizens are urged to properly manage energy in their everyday operations, and whereas the United States government has designated the month of October as Energy Awareness Month, and the Commonwealth of Virginia has designated the first week of October as Energy Conservation Awareness Week, and whereas the County of Henrico will be hosting its fourth annual energy symposium on October 15th, 2008, at Twin Three Lake Park, and on October 16th, 2008, at the Henrico County Administration Building. And now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 12th through the 18th, 2008, as Energy Conservation Awareness Week, and urges all residents and employees to reduce their energy use and conserve our beautiful environment. Signed by the Chairman, Dave Cackley, and Clerk Barry Lawrence. So, gentlemen, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, I would like to thank the board and the entire county management staff for their support of the energy program. Without your encouragement and informed leadership, the program could not have had the success it's enjoyed over the past 5 years. The positive recognition of our program by organizations such as the National Association of Counties, the Virginia Sustainable Building Network, and the United States Green Building Council served to confirm that Henrico County is an energy leader among its peers. This proclamation is an affirmation of Henrico County's commitment to energy conservation and to the environment and its stewardship thereof. Again, thank you very much.
The next proclamation, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is Cooperative Extension Month, October 2008. The proclamation will be presented by the Honorable James B. Donati, Bryan District Supervisor. I will ask several individuals to come forward to join him. Dr. Leonard O. Murrows, who is the chair of the Henrico Extension Leadership Council. Also Penny C., the vice chair of the Henrico Extension Leadership Council. And Karen F. Carter, the extension agent, horticulture unit coordinator, Virginia Cooperative Extension of Henrico County.
This is a rather lengthy proclamation, so I think I'm going to have to get my glasses because it's all crammed on one page. But we were extremely proud of our extension office and the great job that they do to provide our citizens with the services, to let us be aware of those things that are taking place in their yard and their plants and their trees and the other programs that they have for our citizens to make them productive citizens. And it's led by Karen Carter here. We appreciate all that you do over that office, and thank you for your work. Cooperative Extension Month, October 2008. Whereas the Henrico Office of Virginia Cooperative Extension provides every Henrico County citizen access to the research-based resources of our Commonwealth's two land-grant universities, Virginia Tech and Virginia State University. And whereas Cooperative Extension partners with local citizen-led extension leadership councils to identify local issues and needs that our specialists, agents, and support staff and volunteers can address. And whereas Cooperative Extension agricultural and natural resource programs help sustain the profitability of agricultural and forestry production while enhancing and protecting the quality of our land and water resources. And whereas Cooperative Extension Master Gardener volunteers support the agriculture and natural resource programs by providing horticultural and residential water quality protection information to citizens through a variety of educational programs that during the last 3 years have represented a time donation comparable to more than 25 additional paid staff. And whereas Cooperative Extension Families and Consumer Science Pillar Programs in Human Development, Food, Nutrition, and Health, and Family Financial Management provide educational opportunities for families to become healthier, more productive citizens who contribute to social and economic stability. And whereas Cooperative Extension Family Nutrition Program helps individuals of all ages adopt positive lifestyle patterns that reduce the risk of chronic disease and improve health literacy and a means to ensure a healthy and more productive society. And whereas Cooperative Extension 4-H Youth Development Program invests in the future by creating opportunities for youth to develop their personal leadership skills, contribute to their communities, and strengthen other important life skills through a strong science-based curriculum. And whereas Cooperative Extension will be celebrating two major events during the coming month, National 4-H Week from October the 5th to the 11th, and the first annual Henrico Harvest Fair on October the 18th. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October the 2008 as Cooperative Extension Month, acknowledges the value of local cooperative extension programs to Henrico citizens, and salutes the staff and volunteers of the Henrico Office of Virginia Cooperative Extension for the services they so effectively perform in the community. And it's signed by our chairman, David A. Cashman. And I would like to present it to you this evening.
I'm chair of the Henrico Extension Leadership Council. We work with the Extension Office and with the Extension agents here in the county, primarily in the traditional fields of agriculture and natural resources, with the 4-H Youth Development Program, and with Family and Consumer Services. Our function is to act as extra eyes and ears for the agents to identify community problems, issues, and concerns that the Extension Service can address. Probably the most visible expression of the Extension Service in the community is the dedicated group of volunteers of the Master Gardener Program. They provide hundreds of hours of volunteer time each year, a viable way for Extension to multiply its modest resources. It is my good fortune to teach a class for the beginning folks, and I can assure you they're hardworking and diligent in their service and serious about their duties. 4-H is a community of 6 million young people across America learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. 4-H youth from across the nation will be keeping it green as they celebrate the 2008 National 4-H Week, October 5 through 11.
by raising awareness about environmental issues and initiating environmental projects that make a positive difference in their communities. Finally, I wish to remind you of the upcoming Henrico Harvest Fair to be held Saturday, October 18th at Armor House and Gardens at Meadowview. Thank you for this proclamation. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, our last proclamation this evening is for Henrico History Month, which would be October 2008. The proclamation will be presented by the Honorable Richard W. Glover, Brooklyn District Supervisor. And I will ask Sarah W. Pace, President of the Henrico Historical Society, to come forward.
Not real sure why they chose me to give the history lesson here, because Mr. Cackley is much older than I am. He could have... He's lived a lot of it.
Right. Well, you
he had the energy to do the one he had. This history started out, you know, over 400 years ago right here in Henrico. And I'm going to try to bring you through that 400 years with this proclamation. I don't know if we have time or not, but I'm going to try. Henrico History Month, October 2008. Whereas the county of Henrico has a significant history, which includes English exploration, settlement, exploration and settlement, Native American heritage and culture, Revolutionary War activity and Civil War battles, and whereas there are many houses, buildings, and sites of historic archaeological and architectural value that are an important part of the cultural heritage of the county, and whereas historic preservation has relevance for the entire county, both urban and rural areas, and for Henrico citizens of all ages, all walks of life, and all ethnic backgrounds, and whereas the education of current and future generations will continue to be enhanced through the identification, interpretation, and preservation of the county history, historic resources, and whereas the county, Henrico County Historical Society, promotes the study of Henrico's history while working to discover and collect materials that illustrate the county's past, and whereas the Board of Supervisors supports the Society's ongoing efforts to promote the county's history and heritage. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 2008 as History Henrico History Month and calls upon the citizens of the county to recognize and participate in this special observance. Signed by David A. Cackley, Chairman, and attested by Barry R. Lawrence, Clerk. Congratulations. Y'all do a great job.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and Mr. County Manager, thank you for the proclamation of October as Henrico History Month. I would like to express our appreciation for Henrico County's attention to the restoration of historic sites. How fortunate we are to have such wonderful facilities that have not only been preserved but are made available for public use. Last October, three sites were added to the inventory and officially opened: the Armor House, the Clark Palmer House, and the Henrico Theater. Throughout this year, there have been events held at all three locations, in addition to events held at other historic sites such as Meadow Farm, Walkerton, and the Cultural Arts Center of Glen Allen, to name a few. This year, Dad's House is scheduled to open on November 1st. I'm in agreement with Mr. Donati. I would like to express appreciation for Director Karen Meyer and the staff of the Department of Recreation and Parks. They do a great job, and we enjoy working with them. The Historical Society has been invited to attend the reunion of the USS Henrico in October in Norfolk, and we will represent Henrico County as part of the welcoming committee. And we look forward to participating in the 400-year celebration in 2011 and Henrico County's part in the founding of our nation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That brings us down to some appointments in the agenda, Mr. Manager?
It does, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We have four papers for consideration of appointments this evening. The first one is designated as item 280-08. This is a resolution for appointment of a member to the Cable Television Advisory Committee. This paper would appoint one individual to the Cable Television Advisory Committee for a term expiring on December 31st, 2008, or thereafter when her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. This would appoint from the Verona District, Kristen B. Schnurman. Motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Denai, second by Ms. O'Bannon for the appointment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. Is she here this evening?
Yes.
Okay.
Next item is Chairman and Members of the Board, 281-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to the 2011 Celebration Advisory Commission. On August 12th of this year, the Board of Supervisors created the 2011 Celebration Advisory Commission for the purpose of advising the Board on the activities, budget, and timelines, facilitating community awareness and involvement in fundraising, all for the 2011 celebration of Henrico County's 400 years of history. This board paper appoints a number of individuals to the 2011 Celebration Advisory Commission for terms expiring on December 31st in the year 2011. This would be Patricia S. O'Bannon, member of the Board of Supervisors, who will chair the commission, Diana D. Winston, member of the school board, Beverly H. Davis, a member of the Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, Gail A. Adkins, a member of the Library Advisory Board, Sarah W. Pace, a member of the Henrico County Historical Society, Jeannie E. McNeil, a member of the Association for Preservation of Henrico Antiquities, Robert M. Mishy, a member of the Henrico Education Foundation, Bernice W. Cousins, a member of the Virginia Randolph Foundation, Samuel G. Banks, a member of the African American Culture Committee, Louis H. Manman, a Civil War expert, Nelson Wickstrom, a county historian, Wayne B. Adkins, a Native American, John F. Berry, a tourism expert, and William F. LaVecchia, a former county government official. Mr. Chairman, a motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
All right. moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Denai to approve these appointments. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we did not anticipate swearing these individuals in, as they will be a commission in advisory capacity to the board.
Okay.
I just want to thank the board for allowing me to be chairman. I've been working on this for 25 years.
400? Okay. Thank you, Pat.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 282-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to the James River Juvenile Detention Commission. This paper appoints two individuals to the Detention Commission for terms beginning September 25, 2008 and expiring on June 30th in the year 2012 or thereafter when their successor shall have been appointed and qualified. This paper actually reappoints two individuals, Wade A. Kaiser, who is our Commonwealth's attorney, and George T. Drumright, who is the Deputy County Manager for Community Services. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
I move by Ms. O'Bannon, seconded by Mr. Thornton to make these appointments. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Neither of these individuals are with us this evening, Mr. Chairman. They will be sworn in later.
Okay.
Next item is 283-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to the board of the Short Pump Town Center Community Development Authority. This paper appoints William Wilson, H. Floor, and Thomas W. Lockard to the board of the Short Pump Town Center Community Development Authority for terms expiring August 31st in the year 2012 or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. The motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Brien, and seconded by Mr. Donati to appoint these two members. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay.
Neither of these individuals are with us this evening, either, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Let's see. That brings us in down to public hearing items, Mr. Manager.
It does. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you have two items on your public hearing agenda this evening. The first is 284-08. This is a resolution for amendment to the fiscal year 2008-2009 annual physical plan to, one, reappropriate funds for, A, continuing grant programs, and, B, certain unencumbered balances from the previous fiscal year, 2007-2008, and, two, to appropriate funds for certain new programs. As Mr. Walter is about to tell you, this is a huge paper that comes to you once a year, and he stayed up all night memorizing it, so he could repeat it to you. Mr. Walter.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, and citizens. This amendment was introduced at the September 9th Board of Supervisors meeting, and the advertisement of the amendment and the public hearing appeared in the September 16th Richmond Times-Dispatch. If this resolution is approved, it will amend the annual fiscal plan and appropriate these funds for expenditure. I would like to offer a brief summary of the paper. As the county manager said, the September amendment is the largest amendment request that you are asked to consider each year, and it includes three separate components. Due to the technical nature of these amendments, each of the different components in the amendment list is color-coded. The total amount of the paper is almost $51.7 million. And now we'll provide a brief summary of each component of the paper. The first component of the paper is a reappropriation for grant programs and is the ivory-colored sheets. This portion of the amendment reappropriates expenditure balances for grant programs whose authorization extends beyond June 30, 2008. All of these reappropriations for grant programs are in the county's special revenue fund, and the total for this component is $17.8 million. And of that $17.8 million, $11.1 is associated with school grant programs. The second component of the paper is a reappropriation for continuing programs, and these are the blue-colored pages. This portion of the amendment is a reappropriation. This portion of the amendment reappropriates expenditure balances which were approved in fiscal year 2007-2008 that remain outstanding and continues the gas tax supported appropriations for the Public Works Department. The total for this component is $5.8 million, of which $4.2 million is associated with the Public Works reappropriation. Of the total Public Works reappropriation, $2.7 million will go in the operating budget for road maintenance expenses, and $1.5 million will be transferred to the capital budget for general road construction, bridge repair, and traffic signals. The third and final component of the paper is the new amendment requests, and these are the pink-colored pages. This portion of the paper is more typical to the normal budget amendment that you see throughout the year. The total for this component is $28.1 million. Some of the highlights of the new amendment request include, on page 21, there is an amendment request of $688,091 from the Division of Fire that will appropriate funding and create the non-necessary position for the county's fourth EMS unit, which will be located at Fire Station 22. This unit will operate on a 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week basis. The request includes funding for 6 months of personnel and operating costs, the purchase of a new ambulance, associated equipment, and other operating costs. Also requested by the Division of Fire is an amendment for $313,794 for the apparatus replacement plan. Of this total, $62,000 has been received from risk management and is a settlement for an engine that was damaged in October 2006. October 2006. And the remaining $251,000 is to come from the fund balance. This funding will be combined with $227,229 of unspent funding from fiscal year 2007-2008 that the Division of Fire has requested to be reappropriated, and that is included in the blue section of those pages on page 18. When these funds are combined, it will total $541,000 that will be used to purchase a new engine for the Division of Fire, or a replacement engine. On pages 20 through 25, there are a series of amendments for the Social Services Department that totals just over $4 million. These amendments are comprised largely of federal and state funds for services that are based on demand and categorical aid. The county has received notification that these funds are available, and in certain areas, local match requirements are noted in the amendment language. On page 25, there is an amendment request of $410,989 from Recreation and Parks, and that funding will be used for the operation of the Hunton Recreation Center. Also on that same page is an amendment request for $1.9 million from the Department of Public Works to appropriate gas tax and miscellaneous revenue received in fiscal year 2007-2008 that has not yet been appropriated. These funds will be used for paving and other road rehabilitation projects within the Road Maintenance Division of the Department of Public Works. There is an amendment request to provide additional funding in the amount of $514,000 for the remaining $2.4 million of debt related to the renovation of the Maggie L. Walker Governor's School. On page 28, there is a request from the Department of General Services to appropriate funds for the 2007 Public Safety Interoperable Communications Grant. These federal funds are passed through from the Department of Homeland Security and are being administered by the Commonwealth. This grant will provide voice and data connectivity in the emergency communication centers in each of the jurisdictions within the Richmond Regional Planning Commission. On pages 29 and 30, please note that the new CDBG and home appropriations from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, are included. These appropriations are made annually on the September budget amendment, and this year's plan totals $2.5 million. On page 32 is the annual requirement that will meet the Memorandum of Understanding between the county and the Short Pump Town Center, LLC, dated September 30, 2003, which totals $6.4 million. These funds are derived from revenues generated at Short Pump Town Center and represent the debt service requirements for the Community Development Authority. On page 33, there is an amendment request from the Capital Area Training Consortium to incorporate the City of Richmond's Workforce Investment Act programs and services into the newly formed Capital Area Workforce Partnership Workforce Investment Area. And on pages 33 through 35, there are a series of capital project amendments that total $3.8 million. These projects include the renovation of the former Henrico Credit Federal Union, Henrico Credit Union space at the Eastern Government Center, lighting improvements at Keller Field, Greenwood Road landfill cleanup, Belmont HVAC installation, drainage projects including Tuckahoe Park, South Elm Avenue, Forest Glen Road, Sandston-Williamsburg Road streetscape project, two MHMR group home projects that are funded with CDBG funding, including the purchase of a group home and improvements to the Allen Shaw group home, and improvements to Adams, Radcliffe, and Laburnum Elementary Schools, Fairfield and Wilder Middle Schools, and Henrico High School. On page 38 is the interfund transfer, and that is the transfer of funds, $1.4 million that arises from the Department of Public Works FY08 carry forward that is being transferred to the Capital Projects Fund.
Page 38?
Yeah. Page 36, sorry, sir.
I thought I'd lost it there.
And the interoperable radio system is just the Richmond region. It's not the Richmond Planning District Commission, or so you see. I'm sorry, you added something in.
Okay.
If it isn't.
I apologize for that, Ms. O'Bannon.
It's all right.
I'm prepared, and finally on page 37, there is a request to reclassify 12 complement 3 positions to complement 2. This change is necessary due to changes made by the State Department of Social Services that now requires a county match for these positions that support the VUE program. I'm prepared to answer questions you may have. The county staff is also here to answer questions.
Is there any funding on that page 37?
There is not, sir. It's only the change of the complement. The funding is included in the budget.
Okay. All right. Board members, you received this amendment package a while back and had a chance to look at it. I'm sure there may be some further questions.
Yeah, I just have one quick question. On page 19, Recreation and Parks, it's referring to Henrico History Books. Is it? Mr. Manager, is that Field of Honor, or is that another book that I'm not aware of?
I have to see it, Mr. Manager.
Page 19, Department 23, Rec and Parks, Henrico History Book.
This is a continuation of the history book by Dr. Manning.
Yeah, Field of Honor. Okay.
No. That's the other one, Henrico History. History is a reprint.
Oh, okay. Reprint.
Yes.
Mr. Walters, you mentioned Maggie Walker.
Yes, sir.
What page is that on? Because I had a question asked about that.
114,000.
Maggie Walker is on page...
Page 26.
That is correct, sir.
That's blue. Oh, what color is that?
It's pink, sir.
It's pink.
Okay, 26. This is my question. This is my question about this, probably more to you, Mr. Manager. I would like to think that, now this is the regional school, right? This is the regional school. I would like to, I don't recall that we get any type of report from the school to see what's going on at that particular school, because it's a very important initiative, but... Is there a way that we can get more information, Mr. Manager, from that school?
Certainly, sir. We usually provide that during your budget process. I can give you that to you in writing. There are a number of slots. David's a little over 112, if I remember, 120 slots that are available, too, and we participate in. So, yes, sir, we can get you that report.
And this is what I like to know. I like to have some data on that to see how well that's functioning. Ever so often, I get remarks about that very fine school. And I would like to kind of see more information so that maybe there may be some instances where we can suggest how there may can be some future improvements there.
Thank you. We can do that.
on page 21, Mr. Manager, Mr. Walker, the funding for the new fire... medical fire unit at Station 22.
Yes.
When will that crew come online? And it includes a new ambulance, a rescue vehicle as well. When will that all come together?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cackley. It does include funding for a new ambulance. And the funding has 6 months of operating funding, which would mean that the staff would be hired. It will take